act that comes from Israel's destruction of renewable energy projects in Gaza. Can you explain what they are?
Yeah, this is true, and this is very. We've been working working through the last 10 years on finding energy security resources and water resources from unconventional ways. For example, wastewater treatment, desalination in Gaza, a lot of renewable energy, solar panels, in order to find another resources to Palestinians in Gaza. But with all these, and they are in different shapes. For example, there are big projects, small projects, some entrepreneurship, some small projects for small villages or neighborhoods. All of these, or basically most of them, were being destructed from the airstrikes and from the war and the last bombardment. Among them, one big project from the world, funded from the World Bank and also from the Ministry of Finance and Palestine, most of these solar panels were destructed. And also we have another project with the Green Climate Fund, which is the financial arm to the UNFCCC, which is called the Water Banking in North Gaza. Also, we don't know how is the exact damage of this facility, because there's a lack of communication between the technical team in West Bank and Gaza because of the war, because technical persons and colleagues are under war. So we don't know how much is the real damage to these facilities. But all the reports from different organizations, from the WHO, from the UNICEF, from a lot of international organizations show that there are a lot of facilities that being extremely and mostly damaged because of the airstrikes in different places, regarding to water facilities, water pipelines, water energy units, desalination units, wastewater treatment plants, treatment units. All of them were basically partially or completely destructed by the airstrikes. And all of these things make it very challenging against combating climate change, because we need those infrastructure to be able to have this adaptive capacity to have water from unconventional resources, energy security, also the health sector that's been targeted by targeting the hospitals and all the main facilities for treatment.
Hadil, I wanted to bring Nina in for the last minute and ask you, we just talked about the International Court of Justice and the case that's been brought before them today. Your recent article on Israel's intent to flood Gaza tunnels was cited by South Africa in their case today. We just have a minute. Can you talk about this?
I mean, I think the targeting, it's been cited as sort of evidence of the collective punishment. You know, there is no life without water and food, and any targeting of water and food resources and supplies, as argued by South Africa, is evidence of genocidal intent. And I think just that article and that work, and also the work that we're talking about here regarding the climate impact, you know, it shows that in this situation, the human suffering, the environmental destruction, and immediate environmental destruction, and the long-term climate impacts are all interrelated. You know, the carbon emissions may seem very small compared to the global emissions, but they will have a direct impact and an indirect impact on Palestine, on Israel, and all of us globally. And I think that the climate sort of the carbon analysis of war is something that really hasn't been thought about. It's sort of an evolving science and evolving area. But I think, as well as the immediate environmental destruction, regarding you know, what Hadil's talked about, the sort of targeting of water and food supplies, has to be thought as you know, I think the impact on the global climate is something that we should be thinking about alongside that.
We have to leave it there. Nina Lakhani with The Guardian and Hadil Ikhmais, head of the Climate Change Office at the Palestinian Environmental Quality Authority. A happy belated birthday to Claudia Bada. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative with civility, not hostility. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. To learn more, visit informyourcommunity.org, sponsored by Inform Your Community.
Hello, everybody. I am Mando Richard, and I welcome you to the first episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Roots Program, that I am preparing in the year 2024. Yes, indeed, this is episode number 2401. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will, of course, start off on the liquored up side of the family and close down the gospel side of the family. And in between, we've got lots of music from all over the place that I know you will enjoy. We're not going to actually begin with a liquored up set of music. January 1st, 1953 is when Hank Williams passed away. So instead, you're going to hear one of his old health and happiness shows, sponsored by a company called Haldecol, which went out of business. And yes, a call. The main ingredient was alcohol. All right, so here comes Hank Williams' Health and Happiness Show number 5, recorded back in 1949. Enjoy.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Yes, sir, neighbor, it's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. All the drifting cowboys are here, too. Yes, Hank's back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Well, I ain't got a dime, just wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Yes, neighbor, it's always fair weather when good fellas like this get together to drop in on another little visit with you along about this same time of day. And here is the fellow that always makes these programs worthwhile, our old friend Hank Williams.
Yes, sir!
Thank you, Grant. Thank you a lot. Welcome, friends and neighbors, to another Health and Happiness Show. Hope you're feeling awfully good today. Start off with a little tune of mine that I wrote here a while back. Hope you've heard it. Called Mansion on the Hill. Tonight down here in the valley, I'm lonesome and oh, how I feel. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill. Do you recall when we parted? The story to me you reveal. You said you could live without love, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. I've waited all through the year heart true and real. 'Cause I know you're living in sorrow in your loveless mansion on the hill. Light shines bright from your window. The trees stand so silent and still. I know you're alone with your pride, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. Friends, right now we want you to listen for just a minute here. We've got some mighty good news for you. Be right back with you in a minute.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, one of the top 10 radio shows somewhere.
All right, here we are, ready to go all again. We got another little tune here that we think you might like. We hope so. We like this one an awful lot. I had the pleasure of writing this one, too. Number and title, There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight. I'll pretend I'm free from sorrow, make believe that wrong is right. Your wedding day will be tomorrow, but there'll be no teardrops tonight. Why, oh, why should you desert me? Are you doing this for spite? If you only want to hurt me, then there'll be no teardrops tonight. That you still love me when you wear your veil of white. Though I know you love another, still there'll be no teardrops tonight. You're doing other arms will hold you tight, but you don't care whose life you ruin, so there'll be no teardrops tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Friends, right? right now, here's another mighty important message we want you to listen to.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism can affect any family. Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Went up on that one to about $1.50 a pair there, didn't it? Friends, it's hymn time again on the Health and Happiness Show. Here's one we hope you'll enjoy. The title of it is The Prodigal Son.
A prodigal son went straight from his father to travel a land of hunger and pain. And now I can see the end of my journey. I'm going to heaven again. I leave you the day to help all your I'll leave you the night to solemnly pray. So try to repent and ask for forgiveness. We'll meet up in heaven someday. Goodbye to this world with all of its sorrow. Goodbye to the field that I used to roam. I'm going away where life is eternal. My shepherd is calling me home from out of the sky. He's coming. Wash all my sins and call me his own. His servants will bring a ring for my finger. And never no more will I roam.
Friends, that clock has done it again. It's come all the way around there and caught up with us. That means we're going to have to leave you for now, but we'll be back. So this is Hank Williams saying, if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you for long. In the meantime, Jerry, let's go see Sally Goodman, huh?
I love those old Hank Williams radio shows with the band acting as if they're a very loud studio audience. Anyway, good stuff there. Hope you enjoyed that. what you're hearing right now, you're listening to Roy Acuff play the Black Mountain Rag. Yeah, Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys. This is from back in about 1948, I do believe. Let's do a set of winter time music, shall we? Now it's going to include a couple of wassails in it. Even though I know Christmas is come and gone, but as I'm preparing the show, the 12th day of Christmas is yet to pass. I also think of wassails being a New Year's tradition. I know New Year's has happened too, but what the heck. But we're going to start this set off with Lori Lewis and Tom Rosen doing a classic from back in 1998, I do believe. Hot Buttered Rum.
Still and low across the stubbled fields of snow, and angry skies reach down to see the sorry blackened bones of trees. In the dead of winter, when the silent snowbirds come, you're my sweet maple sugar honey, hot buttered rum. Line the streets and failing stations, and dime store Santas can't disguise their empty hands and empty eyes. In the dead of winter, when the tinsel angels come, you're my sweet maple sugar honey, hot butter. Thank you.
come down and let us go in. Lily, our lily white smock. Please to come down and pull back the lock. Our was ale, jolly was ale. Joy come to our jolly was ale. Cider next year.
Oh, master and mistress, how are you within?
Please to come down and pull back the pin. Our was ale, jolly was ale. Joy come to our jolly was ale.
How well the May bloom.
How well the May bear. So we may all have pulls and cider next year.
There was an old farmer and he had an old cow.
Would sell to milk her, he didn't know how. He put his old cow down in his old barn. And a little more liquor won't do us no harm. Me boys arm, and a little more liquor won't do us no harm. Our was ale, jolly was ale. Joy come to our jolly was ale. Cider next year. For the ringles and the jingles and the tenor of the song goes merrily, merrily, merrily. For the tenor of the song goes merrily.
Hatfuls, capfuls, three bushel bagfuls, little heaps under the stairs.
Hip hip, hooray!
Wassail, all over the town. Our toast, it is white, and our ale, it is brown. Our bowl, it is made of the white maple tree. With a wassailing bowl, we'll drink to thee. So here is to Cherry, and to his right cheek. Pray God send our master a good piece of beef, and a good piece of beef, that may we all see. With a wassailing bowl, we'll drink to thee.
And here is to Dobbin and to his right eye. Pray God send our master a good Christmas pie, and a good Christmas pie that may we all see.
With our wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
So here is to Broadmay and to her broad horn. May God send our master a good crop of corn, and a good crop of corn that may we all see.
With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
And here is to Philpot and to her left ear. Pray God send our master a happy new year, and a happy new year as e'er he did see.
With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
Come butler, come fill us a bowl of the best, and we hope that your soul in heaven may rest. But if you do draw us a bowl of the small,
then down shall go butler, bowl and all.
And here's to the maid in the lily-white smock, who tripped to the door and slipped back the lock, who tripped to the door and pulled back the pin.
For to let these jolly wassailers in. Wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our toast, it is white, and our ale, it is brown. Our bowl, it is made of the white maple tree. With a wassailing bowl, we'll drink to thee.
Let us gather around the tree. Let us hold in our hearts our friends and family. us gather around the tree. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Enjoyed that set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program. And what you're listening to right now is a Celtic band from Alabama, the Galway Ramblers. And you're listening to them play the Collier's Reel and the New Mown Meadow, also a reel. Now, what was in that set of music? Lori Lewis and Tom Rosen opened it up with Hot Buttered Rum from their 1999 record Winter's Grace. Then we heard from the Watersons. Yes, that's Martin Carthy's voice you hear in there as well. And this is from their 1975 record for Pence and Spicy Ale. You heard the Apple Tree Wassail. Then from 2022, you heard Jubilant Bridge. And doing the Gloucestershire Wassail. And that's a single that came out in December of 2022. And then we close down with Pittsburgh's The Early Maze. From their 2012 record, Out Under the Stars, they sang, And Around We'll Go. This next set's going to go in a totally different direction. So I'm going to start off with Suzanne doing the singing, and Ron doing the banjo playing, and the Dry Branch Fire Squad doing "The Cuckoo Is a Pretty Bird."
I know your clothes are torn. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die, go to heaven, or you won't find no policeman there. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can't you hear the steam rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Can't you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby.
There's a traveling wildfire sprawling like an endless gravel road. You can see it tearing up the mountainside. It goes where it wants to go. Cry looking at the flames, orange to yellow, burning to white. There's a traveling wildfire blazing into the valley. There's a dark moon in the valley, covered in clouds made of clay. And the winds roll in scowl and voice will make the Mississippi change its way. And I can hear a simple moaning, a lonesome tune to cry. 'Cause there's a dark moon in the valley, rising high up, rising high. Dark moon is beaming like a flicker of candlelight. And when you think the night is over, folks remind you that times are getting tight. But there are too many voices to get us out of the maze. Dark moon is beaming as a final melody is being played. And I spend my time looking for a place soft and warm, oh my love, oh my love, how did we end up in the eye of the storm?
Having seen the dawn of swans, are you satisfied with your last trip? Lemonade and some pills for the heat, and ice upon the wounds of Lady Prey. But you go on tugging sleeves, sorting out the leaves to sacrifice. Locked away in Science City, have you ever wondered how you might ever leave? With the boatman taking coins all around, shadows speaking softly of a coming rain. As you move to midstream, upon a glass of cream, white as the bones of your dreams. And without looking very far, did you find the Abraham,
is yours to climb for the splendor of believing. Wake to find each morning the very final warning. You're dead. There's no dawning. And as usual, the truth was the something I'm missing. Too late. No, 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 you are forgiven. In the waters that surround you now, my friend, you have no meaning. You see only the flying seabird, argue what went wrong with deciding who is leading. I was here.
Love.
listened to Gentecorum, a Celtic band from Brittany. Yes, in France. Play La Brunante from their 2013 record Enregistré Live. Let me tell you about that last set of music that you heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. We start off with Suzanne Thomas of the Dry Branch Fire Squad singing The Cuckoo is a Pretty Bird, and that was Ron Thomason, the band leader, Ron Thomason, doing the banjo there, the clawhammer banjo, and that's from the Dry Branch Fire Squad's old record, Hand Hewn, which came out in 2001. Then we heard from Joe Herman of the Critton Hollow String Band doing Hobo's Lullaby from a record he put out in 2009 called Gather Round. Then from Dom Fleming's 2023 record Traveling Wildfire, we heard the title track. Then we went back to 1965 for Jackson C. Frank doing Prima Donna of Swans. A very interesting. We'll be back with more great music right after the station break. Stick around. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.fm.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.speckbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies. Dance for Joe. And all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're going to kick off the second half of the program with something lively from the Critton Hollow String Band. They're going to go at it with Oklahoma Rooster.
Thank you.